Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. With the tempo and hustle of neo-bop jazz drummer Herlin Riley, we begin a brand new hour of our journey into neon jazz. That was the 2009 song Bird Life off the CD Cream of the Crescent, and Herlin is just that. Whirlin' Herlin was born in New Orleans into a musical family, and he started to play the drums at the age of three. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Herlin talked about how jazz was etched into his mind very early on.
So it would always come to the house and rehearse. And in rehearsing, I got to hear the music firsthand as a baby. They would actually roll my crib into the room where they were rehearsing at, and that would kind of keep me quiet. It would kind of pacify me. The music was kind of pacifying me as a child, as an infant. So I got to hear the music, and I got, you know, very, very early on, you know, one of the first tunes I heard was like Sister Sadie and Moaning and you know, Art Blakey and that kind of stuff. So I got to hear that very, very early in my life.
He studied trumpet throughout high school and for 2 years of college, but it was the drums that captivated him. From 84 to 87, he was a member of a Mod Jamal's group. He joined Wynton Marsalis in 1988. He toured and performed with them until the group disbanded in 94. He has also performed with Duke Ellington on the first Lincoln Jazz Center Orchestra U.S. tour in 92. Over the years, he has recorded with big shots like Marcus Roberts, Dr. John, Harry Connick Jr., George Benson, Benny Wallace, and many others. Herlin also played in theatrical performances, including One More Time and Satchmo, America's musical legend. These days, he is regularly featured as a musician at Jazz at Lincoln Center and has played a large part in developing the drum parts for Wynton Marsalis' Pulitzer Prize-winning Blood on the Fields. He is also a lecturer in percussion at the Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. Great to lead the show off with such a force in the world of jazz and a great cab. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has its own solid crop of jazz drummers, with Brian Stever leading the way, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to assemble the best improv lineup we can get our hands on. And this is one more from Herlin as we move on. This is the title track off the 2009 CD, Watch What You're Doing, You Know?
Hi, this is Herlin Raleigh, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Hope you enjoy it and keep the groove alive.
That was Danish jazz pianist, composer, arranger, singer, and bandleader Leo the Lion Matheson with the early 1940s tune Believe It Beloved off the CD Terrific Rhythm. The Lion was a huge figure in the thriving Danish scene during the years around World War II, or better known as the Golden Age of Danish Radio, and he's considered to be one of the most significant and original jazz musicians of his day. His main source of inspiration was Fats Waller, and for many people, both his piano play and his singing, but the later years of his career he got some of that bebop influence in his blood. So Leo the Lion is remembered for his characteristic appearance with his flat, centrally parted hair with a thin mustache and the love of those large cigars. So to commemorate the 90th birthday of jazz piano legend Oscar Peterson, Kelly Peterson got some of the most celebrated jazz cats in the world on a 2015 CD called Oscar with Love to perform his tunes. This is the great young jazz cat Justin Coughlin with the tune Summertime. Thank you.
My name is Justin Coffa. I'm a jazz pianist, and I'm having a great time talking with Joe Dimino from Neon Jazz.
That was free jazz double bassist, multi-instrumentalist, poet, and even a composer, William Parker, with the 2014 tune Candoad, Fibrous, alas, joined by the great Matthew Shipp on the CD Book of Sound. And it is always that with Mr. Parker. Right out of the Bronx, he was not formally trained as a classical player, though he did study with the great Jimmy Garrison, Richard Davis, and Wilbur Ware, and he learned the tradition. He has been active since the early 70s, but in the beginning, he came to the public attention with pianist Cecil Taylor. He has been long a member of saxophonist David S. Ware's quartet. And it was our honor recently to interview William on Neon Jazz, and he had some interesting thoughts on jazz DNA.
We all have what you call a musical DNA. That's really what our voice is and what we're supposed to be doing. And so to find your voice, you just have to not look for it so hard and realize that whatever's been played in music, nobody can play what you're going to play in the next few minutes. Yeah, and that kind of like anchors you in.
The one musician William talked glowingly about was Ornette Coleman. So we give you Ornette with the tune, The Circle with a Hole in the Middle. And as we lead into this track, let's listen to William sharing some thoughts on the Ornette legacy.
And so it's very, very, very strong influence on my idea of what could be done in music, the possibilities. And I always came out thinking clearer and brighter after I listened to Ornette Coleman. It was really like a lifeline.
Thank you.
This is William Parker, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Keep listening.
That was jazz guitarist Joe Cohn, joined by Peter Beetz and Kenny Washington back in 2011 with the tune Dewey Square off the CD Fuego. And somehow Joe was destined for jazz. He is the son of legendary saxophonist Al Cohn and vocalist Marilyn Moore. But on his own regard, he has steadily risen to the forefront and made his mark as one of the most inventive guitarists in jazz. After his years at the Berklee School of Music in the late 70s as a multi-instrumentalist, he did great work also on the trumpet. He would move on to tour with his father Al Cohn, then Freddie Cole, Artie Shaw, Zoot Sims, Buddy DeFranco, and Harry Allen. From the master we go next. Here's Duke Ellington with the tune Merry Go Round off that tasty 1955 LP, I Like Jazz and Do We Ever, Baby.
From Mostly Other People Do the Killing, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was jazz trumpet player and current director of jazz studies at the Boyer College of Music and Dance at Temple University, Terrell Stafford, with a cut off his latest 2016 CD, Brotherly Love, with the song Stop Start. Here's the great Freddie Shane next with the Crescent Street Boogie off the 2011 CD Rare Classics from the Vaults as we keep on moving as this hour of neon jazz starts dwindling towards its eventual close. Again, that was Freddie Shane with the Crescent Street Boogie. And our final act comes from the great outfit known as the Bad Plus, with their take on We Are the Champions, live in Tokyo in 2015. And it's all you would think and a little bit more. This is a great band. So thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a champion around these studio parts, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh yeah, baby.
Reach out. Let us know what you'd like to hear. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.